This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Noah Adams.
And I'm Linda Wertheimer. Support groups for women with breast cancer do not prolong life. That's according to a new study published today in the New England Journal of Medicine. The study contradicts a popular idea that support groups can have a positive effect on survival. In the study, 158 women with breast cancer did attend support groups, 77 did not. The difference in survival time was insignificant, a matter of days. Because of the size and the design of the study, the results are being greeted by the medical establishment as definitive. The idea that support groups might help women with breast cancer live longer grew out of an observation by Dr. David Spiegel of Stanford University School of Medicine. He joins us by telephone. Dr. Spiegel, you studied support groups for women with breast cancer and found that the support groups helped women to be psychologically healthier, isn't that right?
That's correct.
Then where did the idea come from that support groups might make these women physically healthier as well?
Well, first I should point out that both studies, the new study by Dr. Goodwin and colleagues and ours, found that support groups help people emotionally and reduce their pain, which is a good thing all by itself. We followed up on our original study, actually, because we were concerned about the wish away your illness approach that was very popular at the time. And we thought it would be interesting to show that we could help people emotionally but have no effect on survival. What we found when we followed up on our patients was that the women in our study lived an average of a year and a half longer, those who had received our supportive expressive group therapy. That was not the case in the recent Goodwin study.
What was the difference, do you think?
Well, I think there are a couple of issues. One is breast cancer treatment has changed a good deal, and so it may be that some of the variants that we accounted for by providing better stress management and emotional support is now accounted for by the hormonal response blockers like tamoxifen, by better chemotherapy, and also by a much better atmosphere of emotional support that's available to women now than was available 20 years ago.
You speculated at the time that women who were in support groups might very well be more faithful to their treatments, might behave in a healthier fashion, might just do a lot of things that would sort of help on the margins in terms of the disease, even if it didn't necessarily affect the course of the disease.
Yes, and we think that that's true, although I doubt that that by itself accounts for the difference in mortality. At the moment, 5 of 10 published studies show an effect of psychotherapy on survival. Clearly, the current study, which was a very well-conducted trial, lends no support to that idea. But there is new evidence that, for example, the way in which the hormonal system, including cortisol, a stress hormone, functions, can have an effect on the rate of disease progression. So I think we still have a lot more to learn about these factors.
Do you think women generally do come to support groups hoping to lengthen their lives?
Well, I think they have that hope, but they have that hope about many of the things they do, including chemotherapy and radiotherapy. I think there are a lot of immediate good reasons to go to a support group, including managing your emotional reactions, planning what remains of your life, helping other people with the same illness, feeling supported and connected with other people, that are tangible benefits that all of the studies indicate happen. And I would view any extension on survival as icing on the cake.
I wonder if you think this new study sends the message that support groups won't help, so might as well skip that part.
Well, you know, it may for some people. I think that would be unfortunate because the new study is also a clear confirmation of the emotional benefits of group support. And I hope that people will continue to avail themselves, as they have in increasing numbers, of this and other kinds of emotional support.
Dr. Spiegel, thank you very much for taking the time to talk to us today.
You're most welcome.
Dr. David Spiegel is a professor of psychiatry and behavioral sciences at Stanford University School of Medicine. He joined us from his office there.